Did you do something maybe silly or ridiculous and wind up getting reprimanded or fired? It's 99.7 DJX. Dude, well, we think it was a dude, it was an engineer or something like that, manipulated a United Airlines flight screen on the backs of the seats to say the flight number was Bite Me One.
Sounds like a dude thing. 1,000%.
Yeah, don't know if he was reprimanded or fired or what, but would like to hear some of yours, like Lindsay, who said got written up for singing too loudly in the office. Apparently not everyone appreciates the impromptu Beyonce concert during data entry.
Oh, wow.
Sure. Okay.
Beyonce. Bold move.
I'm the single ladies. I want the single ladies.
Heather accidentally sent a meme to the entire company instead of just my coworker, got written up.
Oh.
It was a picture of a cat with a coffee addiction. My boss didn't think it was professional. That's pretty mild, though.
Yeah. Of all the things that you could send to the entire company,
right?
Feel lucky that it was just a cat meme.
Oh, exactly.
Right?
For sure.
Right? Yeah, like I was telling a story of a guy I knew who worked in Chicago who manipulated the display that's on your radio to say something other than like the title and artist of the song. And his parent company was like, nope, can't do it. Fired.
Wow.
I know. It was
that's
crazy.
That's pretty harsh that they didn't just bring him in saying, yeah, you can't do that anymore. If you do it again, we'll fire you. Just,
well,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, maybe he did get that sort of warning beforehand.
Oh, maybe this wasn't his first offense.
Maybe not his first rodeo.
Got it. Jennifer says, I was lightly reprimanded for decorating my cubicle with Halloween stuff in August. Yeah. I mean, it's like when you see the Halloween decoration show up in stores that early, right?
Yeah.
Apparently got some complaints, but in my defense, spooky season is a mindset.
All right. Sure.
Sure.
How did you get fired or reprimanded for something silly? Danielle said got caught trying to take a cute TikTok at work.
Oh,
and wasn't even dancing. I was just lip syncing in the break room.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Isn't that the funniest when you catch someone doing that?
Yeah. I mean,
like watching them create the TikTok. It's like, oh, really?
In our building, not so much.
Right.
I think if we were on a different floor, or, you know, down in the lobby and we saw someone who didn't work in our in our office doing it, mm-hmm. then yes, it would be weird.
Yeah. Let's see. Dave said got in trouble because I fell asleep during a training video and started snoring.
Oh.
I was wearing headphones. Everyone heard it.
That's funny. Michaela was fired from a smoothie place, she said, because I kept accidentally making the wrong drink so I could take them home.
Yeah. They're going to figure that out, I think.
Yeah, we've talked about that. So when you accidentally mess up an order or, you know, a customer says, no, this isn't what I asked for, no mayonnaise or whatever, and you can't just wipe the mayonnaise off.
Right. You got to start over.
You got to start over and do it over again. So what happens to that sandwich or that food? A lot
just
of times
get
it gets
thrown away, right?
A lot of times it gets put in the back room and employees will just take slices off of whatever it was.
Yes. When I worked at Little Caesars back in high school, if orders didn't get picked up or wrong orders, we ate them.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
One of the perks.
Sometimes, now this is where it borders, but sometimes when you're bussing a table and someone hasn't touched, like you've cut their sandwich in half and they haven't touched the other half.
No.
You take,
no.
What do you mean, no?
People's plates.
You just.
I mean, I've heard this before, but really,
it was untouched.
Plates.
You just take it back in the back, and yeah, someone will eat it.
Oh boy!
Sean said, "Got in trouble for using the intercom system to tell a joke of the day." They were like the dad jokes you all tell on the radio.
Oh,
apparently, not everyone has a sense of humor. LOL.
Dang it! I would love that. I would love that. If I
Hello,
was going to get in trouble
fellow
for something,
employees.
It might be that. I might. That might take me down.
Sean, here is your joke of the day.
Dad joke of the day.
Kimmy says, "I got a talking to for letting a kid draw a mustache on my face with a marker during story time at a daycare."
Oh.
Parents showed up early. It was washable. Everyone survived.
All right. All right. So, yeah.
That's teaching bad habits, though.
Maybe.
We don't want to teach the kid it's fine to draw on people's faces.
Sure. All right. Well, those are fun. Thanks for the stories on that. 99.7 DJX.